Good evening, love. How did you sleep? Wonderful. Oh, I missed you too, dear. And I especially missed our little romps together. Feeling your young, hard cock pound into my mature, curvaceous form never gets old. I love making you all flustered. Your adorable little cheeks look so kissable when you blush. Not to mention the rushing blood beneath your skin smells absolutely delicious. Oh, Merry Christmas, darling. I have so many plans for us tonight. Oh, indeed, little thrall. So many. Oh, I'm so sorry for not spending more time with you. I can't imagine how neglected you must feel. All alone with only my undead servants to keep you company. But don't worry. To make it up to you, I've set aside the entire night for one and only one person. You. Of course, if you'd like, we could just stay here and cuddle for the rest of the evening. I certainly wouldn't be opposed to that idea. No, no, you're right. As loath as I am to admit it, we can't just lay in bed all night. Besides, it would be undignified for a countess not to visit her people for the holiday festivities. Why, it's a tradition on Christmas for all of Ruvania to come together in their own town square late in the evening to exchange gifts. It's considered rude not to attend, even for nobility like us. I figured some quality time together at a festival would be exactly what you needed. Oh, darling. You wouldn't believe how much warmer the village will feel tonight. I can't wait to show you all the lights, the baker's little treats, the carols the village folk will sing. Oh, I promise you'll love it. But we can discuss it more later. Right now, I just want to hold you. Come, young one. Snuggle up to mistress. That's it. Wrap your arms around my waist. Feel me pull you into the most sweet and tender of embraces. There you go. Shh. Good boy. Rest your head on my chest so I can. You are the best thing that has ever happened to me. I haven't felt this close to someone in I think my entire life. Never in 1,000 years have I loved someone as much as I do you. I've met dashing knights, bedded brilliant inventors, and had flings with famous bards and artists, all long dead and gone. But none of them have lit such a spark within me like a shy, handsome young nobleman I found sitting alone at a gala. Hearing those words means the world to me, dear one. I love you too, darling. I love you more than any man or woman I have ever known. I wish I could just hold you here with me forever, sweetheart. I don't want to ever lose you. You make me feel alive again, as if my heart were beating once more. Darling, what are you? Oh, I'll never go tired of those surprise kisses. Oh, what is it, pet? You seem troubled. Oh, you find our festival unusual. I don't think I understand. I see. Gift exchanges are a more private affair in your country, I'm sorry for not telling you in advance, dear. Did you already plan on giving me something? You did? Don't nuzzle into my neck, it tickles. Oh, don't get all shy now. Come, sweetheart. Tell Mistress what you got her. Oh, better just show me, All right, pet. Go on. Darling, what are you doing under the cover? Oh my. Well, I certainly didn't expect this, but I'm not complaining. Getting my womanhood serviced in bed by my sweet little thrall. Oh, I couldn't have asked for a better Christmas gift. Oh, that's it, pet. Lick along Mistress's slit. Get me nice and wet. Oh, you have missed me, haven't you? Oh, your tongue feels wonderful against my cunt, darling. Oh, that's it. Long, broad licks to start. Oh, Mistress's pussy tastes so good, doesn't it? Yes, you love my juices, don't you, my naughty thrall? Oh, push your tongue inside me, pet. Oh, I want you to really savor me. Oh, go on, stick it inside further. Oh, good boy. Oh, good boy. Wiggle it around. Make sure you lap up all of Mistress's honey. Oh, you love eating out my vampire cunt, don't you? Oh, you're such a good little servant. God, you know exactly where to put that tongue. Oh, goodness. I'm absolutely gushing. Open your mouth wider, darling. Be a good little thrall. Swallow my juices. Oh, you're such a good boy. Yes, suck on my clit, that's it. Oh, don't forget to use your fingers, thrall. Pump them inside mistress's tight, experienced cunt. Oh, I'm going to wrap my legs around you, darling. Don't be frightened. I'll let you breathe. Oh, there you go. Feel my legs. Put your face farther into my groin. Oh, goodness. If you keep this up, my servants might hear me come. Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? You want the whole castle to hear my lusty moans echoing off the walls. Oh, I'm so close, darling. Come on. Make your vampire mistress come for Christmas. Oh, make me cry out on pleasure so loudly that the peasants in the village can hear me. Darling, that was wonderful. Have you been practicing just for me? Oh, you have. Thank you, dear. Your gift was superb. You did such a good job. And goodness, your face is absolutely drenched. I could taste myself on your lips. Here, let me get the rest of you. Oh, delicious. Now, what to give you? Oh, but of course, darling. I won't simply receive without giving. That would be dishonorable of me. Not to mention an offense to the Christmas spirit. No buts, little servant. You're getting a gift from your mistress, and that's final. Good boy. Now, what to give you? My sweet little thrall. Do you remember the first night we met? That evening, when we were on the balcony, you asked me to turn Why, yes, I think I have come around. Though your incessant hints alluding to your desire to be turned might have affected my decision. Listen to me, young one. The past 2 months have taught me one thing. I can no longer live without you. I cannot go back to those endless days of isolation in this castle with nothing but the emotionless undead to keep me company. My past loves are all gone, succumbed to the march of time. I don't want another occasional rendezvous or old flame that will perish long before I'll even age a day. I want someone whose face I know I will wake up to every morning. Someone who looks at me like I'm the only thing in the world that matters to them. I want someone who I can spend the rest of eternity with. I want you. I have tossed and turned in my coffin over this, dear. I've spent hours late into the morning wondering about what course of action I should take. And after seeing how much you missed me, I finally reached my conclusion. You will have your wish. I will turn you, pet. I will make you like me. You shall be my eternal vampire lover, my mate, my betrothed, and our love shall last until the end of time. Do you accept? Oh, quite a little eager prey, aren't we? Adorable. No, darling, intercourse is not required for a turning ritual. But we could rut together all the same if you'd like. In all seriousness, I want you to understand what's about to happen to you before we continue. I'm going to take your blood. All of it. Well, almost all of it. And I will substitute it with my own. We will be bonded together in this way, and the blessing of the night will be transferred from me to you. After this, the transformation process will begin. You will transform quickly, but for about a week, you may be bedridden with weariness and hunger, perhaps painfully so. So, knowing how difficult this process will be, are you willing to proceed? I expected as much. What a brave little thrall. Don't fret. I will be with you through it all, as the one to turn you. I will be your sire, your guide, and you shall be my fledgling, my responsibility, and my beloved. Now, then, since this is your gift, I believe it's only fair that you get to choose the position. The sex position, sweetheart. Oh, dear. Even after all this time, your innocence is so precious. Oh, no. I was quite serious, darling. The pleasure you will receive from intercourse will likely drown out the pain of the bite, and I want you to feel good when I turn you. Think of this as the second part of your gift. Besides, I can think of no better way to celebrate the next step of our life together than an evening of passionate lovemaking. Why don't you get nice and prepared? Come, pet, lean back against my chest. This is one of your favorite positions, isn't it? Leaning back against me with your neck exposed from my hungry lips. Sweetheart, just as young and dashing as you do now for all eternity. Aren't you excited? Feel my fingertips tease your sensitive skin as they inch further and further down your body. And slowly wrap around your member, gently squeezing and rubbing the shaft. Would you like me to stroke you, darling? Oh, that's it. Moan for me, dear. You know how much I enjoy your cute little whimpers. Do you want me to go faster, pet? But of course, sweetheart. Anything for my good boy. Would you like some lube, darling? Of course, baby. Good boy. Good boy. Get nice and hard for your vampire lover. How precious. That's it, dear. Buck up into my grasp. I'll make a nice ring with my fingers. You just go ahead and fuck Mistress's hand. Oh, you're getting so hard for me. I can feel it twitch every time I slide my finger between the head and the underside of your shaft. And I can smell the blood rushing to your cock. Look at all those beautiful veins pumping, twitching, all for me. Oh, such delectable pumps. Darling. I'm afraid I won't be able to keep myself from feeding much longer. If you wanted to make love to me, now is the time. What position would you like? Oh, a bit traditional, are we? Well, that's quite all right. I happen to find missionary quite romantic. A moment, dear. Allow me to lay back and spread my legs for you. Enjoying the view. Oh, such a naughty little fledgling. Come, darling. It's yours. Now and forever. Oh, that's it. Slide your cock against my entrance. Oh. Get it nice and wet with my slick lower lips. Lay your head on my shoulder, darling. I want to kiss your neck. There. Shh. Are you ready, dear? Are you prepared to join me in life everlasting? Come under my wing as I teach you what it means to be a vampire. Then fuck me, little fledgling. Give in to your desire and embrace the night. Oh, yes. Oh, I can feel you stretching my walls. Oh, that's it. Push deeper inside. Oh, feel Oh, mistress's velvety folds. Oh, embrace your shaft. Oh, darling, you're moaning so much. Am I that tight? Oh, you flatter me, dear. Oh, it's nice and warm inside me, isn't it? Oh, so inviting for my handsome little fledgling. Start thrusting into my folds, darling. Oh, in and out. Oh, this is rather novel, having you on top. Oh, I quite like it. Just remember which of us is really in charge here. Oh, do you feel that, sweetheart? My cunt rhythmically massaging your cock. Oh, dear, I've had centuries of practice. I can wring your penis in the most perfect and pleasurable of ways. Even when you're on top, I'm still in control. But don't worry, darling. I'm a giving mistress. Just keep plunging into my cunt, darling. Oh, just like that. Oh. Goodness, I can smell the blood flowing to your shaft. Oh, it's overpowering. I'm sorry, darling. It's been so long since I last fed on you. I can't help it. The bloodlust is getting too strong. Listen, dear. There's one thing I need to do before I feed. Here, drink from my wrist, dear. You must drink for me to transfer the curse. Yes, there you go. Make sure to swallow. Oh, I forgot how good it can feel getting fed on. Oh. All right, that's enough. Oh, are you close, dear? I want you to come as I bite, just like our first night together. I want you to feel pleasure when I drain you, not pain. Oh. Here, let me count you down. 5. Feel my breath wash over your neck, tickling your sensitive skin. 4. Relax for me as I plant kisses on your throat. 3. Let my voice soothe you as you inch ever closer to climax. 2. Feel my fangs gently prick at your skin, looking for the perfect place to bite you. 1. Come for me. Even after all this time, you still taste just as delicious as when we first met. Just as pure. I admit, I'll miss this. Tasting your life's very essence on my tongue as I cradle you in my arms. But you're worth the missed blood. Every single drop. You're going to feel cold, perhaps even lifeless. That's okay. You're supposed to. Just relax for me. This will take but a few more moments. Exquisite. Absolutely exquisite. Let me clean you up, dear. I am so, so proud of you, darling. You were amazing. You didn't even scream. How do you feel? Darling? Darling, darling, please answer me. No, 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 please wake up. Oh, God, please don't tell me I took too much. I can't lose you. Oh, thank heavens. Oh, of course I'm in tears. You have what you scared me. You didn't respond. Oh, and I thought I had taken too much. You and your surprise kisses. Oh, I apologize for losing my gracefulness. I don't want to lose you, like I've lost so many others. Thank you. I love you, dear. Well, now that we confirmed you did indeed survive, we can find out if it worked. Do you feel any different? Your skin is definitely paler. Although that could certainly be blood loss, which may also be the source of your current weakness. And your eyes have been red ever since I made you my thrall. I suppose we'll have to wait and see. Darling, you have fangs. Oh, and they look absolutely adorable. Oh, but of course, you're a big scary vampire now. I shouldn't be calling you adorable, Well, I'm afraid that's simply not the case. You may now be a creature of the night, but I am still your sire, and that means that you are my adorable little fledgling. Oh, don't look so glum, dear. You're a vampire. You'll have all of eternity to learn to be powerful and dangerous predator like myself. Oh, the things you'll learn. I'll teach you how to sleep in coffins, how to hunt for prey in a civilized society, and not to mention helping you control your new abilities. Yes, I must admit, I'm looking forward to teaching you. I do believe it will ignite some nostalgia of our first night together. I'm thinking we invite a young maiden from the village to be our little volunteer for your lessons. Or perhaps you'd prefer a strapping farm boy for your first meal. Very well, maiden it is. But that will all be later. Much later. For now, we have to focus on you and your health. The coming days are going to be difficult. But fear not. Your mistress will be right by your side, nurturing you back to health every step of the way. And in my professional opinion, the first step is some quality time cuddled up together in bed. The festival? Oh, darling, How could you be thinking of the festival right now? You've just been turned. You can't go out in this state. I know. The people certainly won't be happy that their countess is not in attendance. But if the absence of Countess Ilibeza von Dracula, or any name you choose, is so dreadful to them, then they can cancel the whole festival for all I care. As I said earlier, I've set aside this entire night for one and only one person. Oh, I love you too, dear. I love you more than you could ever possibly understand. Now hold your mistress close. You have a long week ahead of you. You'll need your strength. Let me keep you warm on this cold Christmas night.